Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
We just aren't drawing on the thing. The Holy Spirit is sent to help us, to give us supernatural ability, to take us out of the realm of just mere human beings and let us walk on a higher plane and to experience the God kind of life, an abundant life, more abundantly. That's what the Holy Spirit is sent to do, but it doesn't just work automatically. We've got to cooperate. And one of the ways that you cooperate is when you speak in tongues, you ask God to help interpret it, and God starts giving you supernatural revelation. You know, a few years back, the Lord spoke to me in January the 31st, 2002, that I had limited what God could do through me through my small thinking. And anyway, I've got a whole tape set out there entitled, Take the Limits Off God, Don't Limit God. And it goes into a lot more detail. I'm not going to go into all of that. But when I made that decision, miracles begin to happen. Our ministry has increased at least five times, maybe six times since January 31st, 2002. Doors have opened up. Miracles are happening. It's totally miraculous. If I was to tell you everything that happened, you would be just absolutely overwhelmed with what God has done. And it started by me changing the way I thought. And when that happened, we were in a 14,600 square foot building, and God led me to go get a different place. And we jumped from 14,000 to 110,000 square feet. You know that the utilities on our new building cost more than the monthly payments on the old building. It was just unbelievable. We made a jump that was like 10 times as much as anything we had ever done. I mean, it was a huge step of faith. And after we got in there and bought the building, for 9 months, I tried to get the... We had 10,000 feet that was usable, and the rest was warehouse, and it had to be remodeled so that we could use it. And for 9 months, we tried to get that construction loan so that we could start. And the people that we got the building loan through, they said, oh, the construction loan's a done deal. We wouldn't have given you the building if we wouldn't have been ready to give you a construction loan, because it's useless to you without the building being remodeled. So they said next week, 2 weeks maximum. They said that every month for 9 months. And everything was going wrong. There were some reasons for it. But anyway, it just kept dragging out. And finally, after 9 months, this guy came to us and he says, you know what? It's been 9 months since we've had that building appraised. We need our appraisals lapsed. Let's go back and get a new appraisal and let's just start all over again. And our Bible college was being strangled by our small facility. We needed the place. And so anyway, it's a long story, but I was saying, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to go another 9 months or a year. I've got to have an answer. We've got to know what's going on. And so I went home. I've built this trail on my property where I walk. And I started taking these exact things that I'm saying to you. And I said, Father, I know that my spirit knows what to do about this. That I have the mind of Christ on the inside of me. I know that there's an answer. We're just one answer away from a total breakthrough. And I said, I know that it is not your will for us to let this thing go another year or whatever. And so I said, I'm going to start praying in tongues. And when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. And I'm praying that I get an interpretation. And I started walking and praying. And I've got a little rock that is 110 yards down the trail. And it says, if you don't, I will. I wrote that on that rock. If you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. And so I wrote on this rock, if you don't, I will. And before I got to that rock, which is only about, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes down my trail, God spoke to me and reminded me of a prophecy. And this prophecy was from Dave Duell telling me about with this expansion that we were doing. And he says, don't worry about finances because you've got a bank. And when he said that, I thought, man, a bank, what is that? Which bank is it? And he went on to say that your partners are the bank. And you aren't going to need to borrow money. But God is going to supply your need. And you know what? I just had a disconnect when we bought that building. I never even thought of that. But when we were having this problem on getting the construction loan, and I started praying and saying, God, interpret. The Lord brought that back to my remembrance. And just like that, I heard the Lord say, that's the reason that this loan's not coming through. I don't want you to borrow the money. I want you to just get it debt-free and have this done. It was $3.2 million that I needed. And at that time, Jamie had saved somewhere around $30,000 was our total savings in the ministry. And that was over a 5 or 10 year period of time. Did you know at the rate we had saved, to save $3.2 million, I figured it out one time, but it was close to 100 years. And if I was going to commit to do this, I wasn't going to just do it partially. The Bible says that a godly man will swear to his own hurt and not change. And so I had to seriously consider this, because if I said, all right, I'm just going to trust God and believe God, then if the money all of a sudden came in and they offered to give me all the money I needed, I wouldn't take it. I was going to trust God and believe God. So I spent about 2 weeks praying over just to make sure that this was really hearing from God, because it was a decision that if I was wrong, it would have killed our ministry. We wouldn't have ever had that money. But I went in and I talked to David, and I don't know how many of my staff was on staff at that time, but I remember talking to David, and I told him, I said, this is God, and if somebody offers me all the money we need, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to go to our partners. And you know, that week, I think it was, somebody that we had contacted in the past and wouldn't give us the money all of a sudden came through with not 3.2. They said, you need $4 million to finish the project. And they offered to give it to us. And I said, you're too late. I've already got it. And I refused to go with it. And in 14 months from the time I made that decision, we had that building finished, debt-free. It was all done. It was the greatest miracle that I've personally seen in the area of finances. And during that period of time, we also had the largest increase. We nearly doubled our television bill and increased it by something like $100,000+ a month, which was absolutely a miracle in itself. That would have been a great miracle if that's all we would have done. But at the same time, we had an extra $3.2 million come in on top of everything else. It was a total miracle. And you know how all that got started? By praying in tongues and saying, God, I know that my spirit has the mind of Christ. All you got to do is speak to me. And man, within 3 or 4 minutes, boom, here was an answer. And God spoke to me, and it has revolutionized our life. Now when we have a board meeting, our financial situation is awesome because we have all of these assets. I don't know how many millions, but it's, well, I'm sure over $10 million worth of assets with a $2 million indebtedness on it, which we are just about to wipe out. And we're doing all of these things. We've increased. We are in such a strong place that now people are knocking on my doors trying to loan me money because, man, we'd be a good people to loan money to now. You know, God changed everything around through just getting a word by praying in tongues. This is how I got this revelation, is by writing out those scriptures and praying and saying, God, I know that I have the mind of Christ, but I haven't got it yet. I haven't taught this mind yet. And I would pray and ask God for wisdom. Man, this is a powerful truth. Brothers and sisters, if you really understood what I'm saying tonight, there's not a person in here that if you had the mind of Christ revealed to you, that I guarantee you it would change your situation. If you saw this healing DVD that we offered on our television recently, we played the testimony about this little boy, Jason, who had all of the rash on his face and he was healed. I prayed with Jason. Our staff prayed with Jason. And for a year's period of time, this just went on. And if you saw the pictures of Jason on our TV, it just looked terrible, the face that he had and stuff. And I remember telling his dad, Damon, I said, you know what, Damon, I know it must have been hard for you to take pictures of him when he looked so bad, but I'm glad you did for this DVD so that we could show people how bad it really was. I said, I'm surprised that you would do it, but I'm glad that you did it. And he told me, he says, we never took pictures when he looked bad. Those pictures that you saw were on, he says, those were all good days. He used to bleed and get blood all over everything, and it was just tormented. And they struggled, and yet they knew it was God's will. They knew it was God's will to heal. But there had to be a hindrance somewhere. So you know what? Damon was sitting down watching his children play, praying in tongues and saying, God, what's the hindrance? God, what's the problem? And God said, pray for his heart. No doctor had made any connection between the heart and this skin problem. But as soon as the Lord spoke to him about pray for his heart, Damon remembered that his boy Jason had always had cold hands and cold feet. He didn't have very good circulation. And so he just, in obedience, prayed over his heart. The next day when he came home from work, he grabbed his feet to play with his son, and they were hot. And he asked his wife, he says, what happened? Have you just taken his shoes or socks off? And says, no, he's been barefoot all day. And he says, well, this is the first time that Jason's feet have ever been warm. Felt his hands, they were warm. And within 1 week, all of that skin problem was gone, and he was just totally healed. Amen. You know how that came to pass? Praying in tongues. His spirit knew exactly what the problem was, and all he had to do was get an interpretation. There's not a person in here who's got sickness in your body that if you were to pray in tongues and sincerely ask for an interpretation and receive it, God would show you exactly how to manifest that healing. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say you don't come and get somebody to pray for you. But you wouldn't have to come here asking me to pray for you if you understood that you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit knows exactly what's going on, and He can do it. And if you had confidence in that, you could pray, and every person in here is just one prayer and interpretation away from perfect health. You are only one prayer and an interpretation away from having the mind of God and knowing how to prosper and solve all of your financial problems. You are only one prayer and an interpretation away from having God give you wisdom about how to fix a problem at work or how to deal with a relationship or showing you what is going on inside of that other person that's caused them to be so bitter and to cause these problems. The Holy Spirit within you knows everything.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'm really limited in trying to get my point across. You need to hear this in its entirety. That's why I'm advertising the materials that we're offering. But also our website is a great place for you to go and get much more teaching on this. We have television programs, radio programs right there that you can view and listen to on our website. I have hundreds of my teachings available as free downloads. I have my Bible commentary available on the website. We've just got a wealth of information, so please check it out, and I believe that you'll find it to be one of the best websites out there.